Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 Oh, only an idiot would do that.
Hello.
Guess there's what? A theme song that's we haven't from. Done. Actually, we I did haven't. It earlier while we were watching TV.
5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel.
Schlemazel. Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Anyway, we have some other ones to do. We've got some things. We need to respond to a few comments and some challenges and things like that. Michelle had left us some movie quotes earlier when our brains were far too tired to answer any questions.
And the first one surprised me. I must say. For some reason, I guess I thought I would know it.
I had heard her say it with the proper inflection, I might have gotten it. There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere. And that's from Toy Story.
Sorry.
Second one, never hate your enemies. It affects your judgment. My only excuse for missing this is that I was really, really tired then. It's Godfather.
I just don't know enough Godfather quotables. That offer you can't refuse thing, I kind of remember that.
Offer you can't refuse. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
One that James Caan says, but I can't repeat it.
Bad words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one. It's bad.
But it's
enough.
One you won't say. So you know it's really bad, everybody.
Fan Todd.
Yeah.
No, it's not Fan Todd.
Is it see you next Tuesday?
No.
No. See you next Tuesday. It's not that one?
No.
Some other word you won't say besides that?
It's just a vulgar phrase. Put it that way. He was a vulgar man. He was a vulgarian.
You're the vulgarian, you fuck! Now apologize! Duke left us a quote, and Bette and I talked about it before we went on the air, which we never should do.
Yes.
But we did. The quote is, it was a rough place.
I knew it. I knew it right off.
Dive on the wharf. Populated with every reject and cutthroat from Bombay to Calcutta. It was worse than Detroit.
That's got to be Airplane.
Yeah, I thought it was Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, but after Bette said Airplane, I concur that it's Airplane. And Michelle left us a couple of theme songs as well. Now, we're going to pass on Joni Loves Chachi.
Good even.
Nah.
Because, of course, fucking Scott Baio.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know.
We're going to ask everybody think of as many Scott Baio shows as you can.
Including the current one.
Yeah, I can honestly say I never watched an episode of Joni Loves Chachi, any of the 6 episodes that aired. I have no idea what the theme song sounds like, but I can do Rockford Files, and I believe Bette can do Love America
I can do
style.
Yeah.
Okay, Rockford Files, it's a little tricky. I know it starts out with his voice
on the answering machine.
You can start and I'll join in. Very newfangled in those days. Okay, I'm pretty sure this is how the theme song goes. It's the one that goes...
We don't have a wah-wah pedal.
No, we don't have that is such
hammer on, Stinny.
That is such a 70s theme.
Oh, porn music.
Okay, you do Love America.
I loved Rockford's car, by the way. Just thought I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay. Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue. Love American style. That's me and you.
Ooh.
That was Eulalie McKechnie-Sheehan singing. You, the red,
you
white, and
Eulalie McKechnie-Sheehan. That's awesome.
A spectacle. My wife.
One Gresham urn.
Trickle, trickle, trickle.
Two Gresham urns. The fountain. Trickle, 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 trickle. That's my Eulalie McKechnie-Sheehan.
I think he meant peep.
Not one poop out of you, mister. It's the Music Man, everybody. We're doing the Music Man. hang on.
Tommy Gelas did it. Tommy Gelas did it.
Tommy Gelas.
If there's one person in that entire auditorium who did not see that Tommy Gelas did it.
All right, we had
everybody. Okay.
We have a couple of late breaking comments. Michelle says Mr. M sounds like Andy Rooney and Kermit the Frog.
A perfect combination of Andy Rooney and Kermit.
Duke says, I'm not sure who he sounds like. His voice was muted and poor quality. Well, not his actual voice. I'm sure that's fine. His mic makes him sound like he's in a well waiting for Lassie to bring help.
He's pretty muted, even in real life. So
that's pretty awesome. Good quote. Good comments, everybody. Keep them coming.
Mr. M's in the whale. What?
Mr. M's in the whale. Michelle wants to hear our reviews on the different Edos.
On the Edos.
Door Edos.
Judge Edo.
Cheetos. Fritos. Tostitos.
And Judge Edo.
And Judge Edo.
I've lost it again. Oh, shit.
You lost what? You don't need to bring it up. We know what it is. That's all it is. Which is your favorite out of all those Edos, Bet? As if I didn't know.
Well, it used to be. I went through a really rough time in my life where I could have lived on Cheetos.
I do love
those Cheetos.
Crunchy or and puff?
Crunchy. Gotta be crunchy. I do not like puff.
I like the puffed ones.
Don't like puff. Puff is just too puffy.
More puffed for me.
But I honestly think I just ate my fill of them. I mean, every once in a while I can pick up a bag and eat. I don't even eat the whole bag, you know, the little bags.
Yeah.
I don't even eat the whole 10-pound bag anymore. I gotta have me some Fritos every once in a while.
Yeah.
I love, because Fritos are versatile, man. You can cook with them. You can put them in a taco salad. You can, you know. And Doritos are just kind of a every once in a while thing for me. I don't jones after Doritos. Now I've been eating some today because I saw the package of combos and I thought that might be interesting.
That sounded good to you, did it?
It sounded good to me.
All right.
And you came up with one.
Tostitos,
which I find incredibly boring.
Incredibly
even with
what?
Salsa. Boring.
Oh, boring. Boring.
Boring.
That's better. Well, let's see. Of the three, I would say probably that I prefer Cheetos. What? What's funny?
What? No, keep on going, and then you're going to get a comment from Mr. M, and it's going to make
you
laugh.
I saw it already. I saw it while you were talking.
Oh, sorry.
But, I kept my laughter to myself
and didn't
interrupt you.
You didn't work so rude to interrupt me.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice.
Cheetos, but I like the puffed ones, but the thing is that sometimes you can get a bad bag of the puffed ones, the Cheetos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes
they taste like metal, or they're just not puffy, or
no, some are puffier than others, and I don't know how else to describe it.
Some Cheetos, that's the song by Morrissey.
Sometimes they're puffed just right, and they melt in your mouth. And
some
other times,
Cheetos are puffier than other Cheetos. Mothers.
I don't like Fritos at all. Don't like them.
Sorry. Because they're white trash food, and you're not white trash.
No.
Sorry, the Pete. Not implying anything there, the Pete.
He's not listening anyway.
Okay.
Well, he may be eventually, so I don't mean to blow up the eventuality
of it. On Tuesday, he might be listening.
She only means herself, and you're not white trash either, Bet, so just knock that off. I just don't like the taste of them. That's all it is.
Okay.
You don't need to apologize because I don't like Fritos.
They are quite oily.
they are. They're oily, and I just don't like them. I don't know.
Oh my god, it's my first yawn.
Doritos. I like Cool Ranch Doritos, and I like Nacho Cheese Doritos, but I don't like the Flamin' Hot ones, no. Those are
I like spicy, and I like a little bit of hotness, but I don't like stuff that just burns. You don't get a taste, and you just get burn.
That's right.
I like the new ones, the ones that were the kind of promo that were called like X12, and you were.
I don't know about those. I didn't see
them
in my area. You must be.
I think they came back as Smokin' Cheddar Barbecue. I think is their flavor, But I like them. Cheese Fritos. There you go.
I'm old school with my Doritos. I like them nacho cheese. In fact, I kind of don't like the nacho cheesier ones because they're too nacho cheesy. Too nacho cheesy. This is all we have time for, I'm afraid.
Okay. We can come back to it.
We'll do a couple dinner. I don't have anything more to say.
Judge Lancey, if we have any more comments,
he's a big dork.
Yeah. if we come back to any comments, we'll maybe do a dinner guest and then finish up with some comments as they.
Yeah, can. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking dinner guest next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got two more.
Two more get dinner guests. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant two more episodes. I wish.
Whoa.
No,
I'm not hallucinating.
Rolling in too. All righty then. So we will talk to you all. Coming up on 3 a.m. where you are, Betster.
Yes.
And
there are ponies on TV.
Changing Rooms is going to be on BBC in just
a few
minutes.
Oh, that's right. I'm missing the Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Weakest Link isn't on Doctor Who.
Oh, is it not? Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm not missing that at all then.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back at 3:30 Bet's time, midnight 30 my time, to do dinner guests some more.
Yeah.
Bye-bye for now.
I come back.